We'd like to now transition to our next presenter, who is Dr. Jody Campeachy, who is an assistant professor and an extension economist in the Department of Agricultural Economics at Oklahoma State University. She currently holds a joint research and extension appointment specializing in agricultural and food policy. Jody obtained an MS and BS degrees in agricultural economics from Oklahoma State University and a PhD in agricultural economics from Texas A&M University. Her outreach and extension efforts focus on agricultural policy with a concentration on commodity policy. She analyzes federal, state, and local policy alternatives and determines the potential implications of these policies for farmers, agribusiness firms, local and regional economies, the environment, consumers, and taxpayers. Jody provides educational programs to local, state, and federal farm and commodity groups on policy-related issues and provides support to these groups in the preparation and analysis of policy alternatives. Jody, we greatly appreciate your joining us today. The floor is yours.
Okay, well, today what I'm going to go over is the STACS, or the Stacked Income Protection Plan, which is the new supplemental crop insurance program that is only available to upland cotton producers. And, of course, I'm going to start out. I'm going to do a quick example at the end, but just to let you know, all analysis is based on my interpretation of the bill language. This is how I think it's going to go. A couple things could change once it's actually implemented, but I just wanted to put that out there up front. Okay, so as Art talked about the SCO program, STACS is actually a very similar program. Again, it is only available for planted cotton acres. And now that cotton producers are no longer eligible to enroll cotton base acreage in Title I commodity programs, with the exception of the transition of payments for 2014 and possibly 2015 if STACS is not available. This is the new program that many cotton producers may be looking at. It is similar to a group risk income protection policy. Again, producers would pay a premium and receive indemnity payments. It's designed to cover countywide revenue losses and complement a producer's individual insurance policy. So ultimately, what it allows a producer to do is to purchase two crop insurance policies on the same acre of a crop. This is a new concept. Producers have not previously been allowed to stack policies on the same crop. What it does is allow a portion of the deductible of the individual insurance policy to be covered by a county-triggered program. However, it does not provide double coverage. It just allows a producer to stack the layers to provide greater risk protection. So again, a producer would purchase their traditional insurance policy, and the example I'm going to use at the end is a 70% revenue protection policy. They would have the option to purchase STACS coverage, and it would just sit on top of that individual coverage. Now, the key thing to point out about STACS, and SCO would be very similar, is that a producer could have a loss on his or her own farm, and the county may not have a loss, which means that STACS would not pay. So STACS would only issue a payment if the county had a loss. So that's kind of the main thing to keep in mind if producers are not familiar with these area-wide insurance products that pay on county losses. The other thing to mention about STACS is that an individual insurance policy, so a traditional, you know, revenue protection or yield protection policy, is not actually required with STACS. But if a producer does have that individual policy, STACS would just sit on top and cover losses ranging between 10 to 30% of expected county revenue. So the range of coverage available is going to be the minimum of 90%, because you need to have at least a 10% loss, minus the individual policy coverage level, or 30%. So let's just use an example and say a producer has a 70% revenue protection policy. So the minimum would be 20%. So it would be 90 minus 70 is 20%. Or 30%, 20% is less, so then his range of coverage in this scenario would be 20%. Now, I mentioned earlier, it just sits on top of an existing policy, which means that overlap is not allowed. So A producer with 80% coverage on an individual policy could only get up to 10% coverage under STAC, because we're just going up to 90%. A producer with 70% coverage on an individual policy could just get up to 20% coverage under STACs. Now, with STACs, coverage is available in 5% increments, and it is subsidized at 80%. So producers would pay 20% of the premium with STACs. So that's something to compare to an individual policy, depending on what the coverage level is. Say a producer has 70% policy, the premium would be 59%. However, producers who have enterprise units are already receiving a higher subsidy. So that's something to consider, that the premium for this might not be much different than the premium for the enterprise unit that they may already have. Now, a key difference between STACs and SCO is that with STACs, producers have the option to select a payment rate multiplier up to 120%. This option, as it currently stands, is not available with SCO. And the way the multiplier concept works, again, is very similar to the GRIP insurance programs. It just accounts for the increased variability of individual farm yields as compared to county average yields. So it would just allow producers with above average farm yields to purchase a higher level of coverage. So, of course, the higher level of coverage would result in a slightly higher premium as well. But, you know, any producer with below or above average yield could choose a coverage level above the county average if they're willing to pay a higher premium. So the way it works is it would increase the maximum protection per acre, but it wouldn't impact the trigger revenue required to actually receive a STACs indemnity. And just allows producers to choose, you know, whichever multiplier they think allows them to attain a closer match between their individual loss expectations and their county level STACs coverage. And again, this is important because, as I mentioned earlier, STACs is paid on county losses. So a producer could have a loss on their individual farm. The county may not have a loss, and then a STACs payment wouldn't be issued. Okay, so let's walk through a real quick example, a pretty simple one here. So with STACs, we want the expected county revenue first. Okay, so to get that, it's going to be the maximum of the county trend yield or the five-year average county yield. And in this example, I used the county trend yield. Let's say it's 300. The five-year average yield is 350. So obviously the maximum is 350. We're going to multiply that by the maximum of the projected price and the harvest price. And right now I'm still assuming that STACs is going to operate like that, and it would take the higher of the projected or the harvest. In this case, I used 80 cents for the projected price, 90 cents for the harvest price. So we would take 90 cents, get an expected county revenue of 315. Our range of coverage, I'm assuming a producer has a 70% revenue protection policy. So his range of coverage is going to be 90% minus 70% or 20%. I'm going to use a multiplier of 1. We'll assume they can choose a multiplier of 0.8 through 1.2. I'm going to go with 1. So a maximum payment would be $63. Okay, how do we know if a payment is triggered? Well, we take actual county revenue. So I'm going to take an actual county yield of 250 multiplied by the harvest price of 90 cents and get 225. If that is less than the expected county revenue times 90%, so again, we take 90% of expected county revenue, a payment would be triggered. In this case, expected county revenue times 90% is 283. So yes, a payment would be triggered. How do we get to that payment loss calculation? Well, we take the maximum of 0 and 90% times our actual county revenue divided by the expected county revenue. So we get a payment loss of about 65%. Moving along, getting to the payment per acre, it's going to be the minimum of that 63 that we calculated above, and the payment loss times expected county revenue times our payment multiplier. So in this case, the payment per acre is about $63 per acre. Now, I know what a lot of people have questions about is, okay, well, what is this kind of coverage going to cost? And some of the things that I've seen, mostly out of the Policy Center at A&M, they've been looking at some of the costs, and it looks like for something along this type of coverage, could range from about $5 to $7 per acre as the farmer paid premium. But again, I haven't seen the final estimates of what those premiums would be, but that's just kind of a quick range. And it falls along with Art's discussion about SCO. I think his premium, farmer paid premium, was about $5 as well. Now, the one thing I want to point out as well before I finish up is that with cotton producers actually have the option to choose stacks or SCO on planted cotton acres. And I suggest looking at both of the options. SCO is subsidized less than stacks, but SCO does incorporate the farm APH yield where stacks doesn't. However, stacks takes the higher of the county trend yield or the five-year average yield, where SCO doesn't. So there's a couple of differences in there that a producer may want to look at. And that pretty much wraps it up for stacks, so I'll let them get started on the next presentation.
Before we launch into that next presentation, Jody, and thank you very much for your comments, I've got a couple of questions that have come in, if you wouldn't mind answering those at this point. The first one asks, do you anticipate that it'll be more expensive to purchase the buy-up coverage under stacks versus the MPCI policy?
I anticipate that it will be less than an MPCI policy if the policy is not enterprise units. Now, comparing the enterprise versus stacks, I'm not sure. I think they'll probably be close.
Okay, great. So next question from the audience is, what is the anticipated sign-up period when stacks will initially be made available to folks? Do we know that yet?
Well, it's not available until the 2015 crop year. So this 2014 crop year, those with cotton base will still receive transition assistance payments, which is similar to the direct payments, but paying on a lower percentage of base acres than direct payments, so not until next year.
Okay, great. Thank you for those answers.